Good morning to everyone. A happy Thursday. I greet you with joy because today is a traditional day. Every Thursday, a traditional day dedicated to the Holy Eucharist. And in the Eucharist, we are all united because in the Eucharist, we find Christ. Jesus Christ, truly, really, and substantially present in under the appearances of bread and wine. And I will be saying Mass today and keeping you all in mind. We read from chapter 7 of St. Mark. Jesus left Gennesaret and set out for the territory of Tyre. You know, Tyre is to the north of Israel, a town open to the Mediterranean. It was a seaside town. And the other important thing to mention about this place is that it was Gentile territory already. But we find Jesus there. I mean, he set out for the territory of Tyre. He did not disdain, he did not look down on the people there or in any Gentile territory. He just first had to address his compatriots, the Jews, the chosen people of God, the ones who were freed from Egypt and led by the hand of God to this promised land of Israel. But he did not mean to exclude in any way people who were not Jew or not Jewish. That's very interesting because if he were only for the Jews, well, I don't know where you and I would be, since we are Gentiles. We are not Jew. So there in Tyre, Jesus went into a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. But he could not pass unrecognized. So even in the far-flung areas where Jews were not to be seen anymore, the fame of Jesus had gone ahead of him, had spread far and wide. So the Gentiles also wondered at this man. Who is this man? He was reputed to be able to cure the sick, raise the dead, cure the lame, the blind, the deaf. An amazing man. So there was this woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit who heard about him straight away and came and fell at his feet. Gentiles also have the same makeup as the Jews. All are human beings. We have the same problems, more or less. The same needs, same basic needs. So this woman was a mother, and she loved her daughter. But her daughter was sick with an unclean spirit. Must have made her mother suffer so much to see her daughter harboring this demon. Like Mary Magdalene, she had 7 demons within her until our Lord freed her. So this woman thought of approaching Jesus, who was in the vicinity. She went to him and fell at his feet. It's a basic gesture or position to approach someone you need something from. Now the woman was a pagan, by birth a Syrophoenician, and she begged him to cast the devil out of her daughter. That was her pitch. And he said to her, the children should be fed first, because it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house dogs. Now, it may seem, with a superficial reading of this text, that Jesus was being rude to this woman who was in dire need. And not only that, he started, so first he reaffirmed his main goal, which was to the chosen people first. And they have to be fed first, right? It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house dogs. So she and her kind were compared by our Lord to dogs. I mean, that sounds disrespectful, right? But if you know these peoples of the region, their customs and their ways of saying things, this or their world was such that these repartees of Jesus were to be construed as, you know, bargaining, you know, trying to get the other to bargain. You'd see this done a lot in marketplaces. People from very far, from Africa, from farther east, selling their wares, they go to Jerusalem or to the market, and they show their goods, and the usual thing was bargaining, and you to get the other person to do what you want, right? So Jesus was like egging her because, you know, he saw her to be lively and cheerful in demeanor, intelligent. So, which presupposes, no? Which assumes that he appreciated the woman because he saw her intelligence, appreciated the intelligence. That he made this repartee. The children should be fed first because it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house dogs. But she spoke up, intrigued and encouraged. "Ah, yes, sir," she replied, maybe with a little, smile. She said, "But the house dogs under the table can eat the children's scraps. You know, the little food, the crumbs that fall off the table." So she had that answer. And he said to her, he was won by her. Jesus said, "For saying this, you may go home happy. The devil has gone out of your daughter." So she went off to her home and found the child lying on the bed and the devil gone. Can you beat that? Jesus did the miracle from afar. Just because this woman knew how to bargain, to enter into a repartee with Jesus. This reminds me of how Jesus also dealt with the Samaritan woman who had to fetch water in the well there in Samaria, if you may recall. Jesus had a lively dealings with women. He respected them for what they are. Also, like men, children of God, he came to save everybody. He saw their intelligence, their talent, and made them soar to their potentials. Well, let's imitate him in this matter. Let's be also, let's adopt this way of talking with God and be happy. I mean, trusting in God. He's our Father. So we can talk like this with him. Well, that's all for today. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!